to me.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Praising what is not yet a done deal, President Trump, after Hamas said it agrees to some but not all conditions in his Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel was prepared for the implementation of the first stage of Trump's plan, apparently referring to the release of hostages. Moshe Lavi is the brother-in-law of a hostage, Omri Miron.
Hamas' response now might be difficult for the government to digest, because the response stipulates so many new conditions that Israel has not agreed to.
Federal government shutdown continues. Democrats demanding protections for Affordable Care Act, low premiums, and the reversal of Medicaid cuts. Republicans say agree to reopen the government and then we'll talk. Sean Diddy Combs sentenced in federal court in New York to 4 years and 2 months in prison, convicted on prostitution-related charges. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is ABC News. When making a charitable donation goes wrong.
This is Jim Ryan. From 2017 to 2022, CarsRUs.com raised $45 million on the promise that proceeds from donated vehicles would fund breast cancer screenings for low-income women. $45 million.
Only $126,000 of that was used for the purposes of breast screening.
Or less than one-half of 1%. Melissa McPherson is Deputy Attorney General in Oklahoma, one of 19 states filing complaints against CarsRUs, which has been hit with a $3.8 million fine for making deceptive claims. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Supreme Court says it'll take up a gun case out of Hawaii. A group of gun owners challenging a state law that makes it illegal to possess a firearm on beaches, parks, and more unless the property owner grants permission. Netflix says it'll honor the late Jane Goodall with a posthumous release of the first episode of the docuseries Famous Last Words, featuring one of her final interviews. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Tony Schumacher calling for hot, sunny, and breezy this Saturday with a high of 88. For tonight, lots of stars, still very mild, will drop down to 62. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, windy, warm, and sunny. Rain will roll in during the overnight, a high Sunday of 83. Sunday night into Monday, rain likely. Showers are likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 65. 66 on Tuesday. The midweek outlook, sunny, cool, and pleasant with a high just at 64 degrees. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
See you.
miss you. Everybody's got one, a hang-up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling through. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you. I'm hung up on the thrills I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up because I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You're all I've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you.
It's Freddie Hart, and this is your weekend wake up. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer is showing 57 degrees. A few clouds hanging around, otherwise nice clear skies to start your weekend. 5:09 is the time on this Saturday, October 4th get together, which means it's 10-4, good buddy. Here you go, Sherry.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on here, yeah, 10-4 Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4. Buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We go.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Take it like a man.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus Vehicle Dirt Drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Richland Center Hornets hosted the Dodgeville Dodgers in homecoming football last night.
Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun. Long snap count. There it is. Snap and dash running left side, trying to push the herd. He's down around the goal line, and he's got a Richland Center touchdown. Brady Dosh with a 6-yard score, and the Hornets score first here on homecoming night 2025.
That game was our featured broadcast on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center enjoyed a homecoming football victory over Dodgeville 50-28 Friday night at Avitus Rip Field. The Hornets went up 21-14 at halftime and built a big second-half lead on the way to improving to 3-4 on the season and 2-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The Dodgers fell to 1-6 and 1-4 with the loss. Senior running back Brady Dosh eclipsed 1,000 yards during the game after 7 weeks of the season. He ran for 5 touchdowns on the night. His starting offensive line again did a great job, led by center Devin Harris, guards Cruz Salazar and Ethan Bindle, and tackles Isaac Gauld and Abe Bosworth. Dosh ran for a 6-yard score and a 50-yarder in the first half. Bronson Perkins had a 59-yard touchdown run. Liam Fingerson was good on all 3 first-half extra points. Brenton Baker intercepted a Dodgeville pass for the defense. The Dodgers' Braden Husum scored on a 1-yard run, and Jack Graber picked up the ball and ran 35 yards for a defensive touchdown to account for both Dodgeville scores, and it was 21-14 at halftime. In the second half, RC quarterback Jaden Shep threw a 20-yard strike to Brenton Baker. Brady Dosh ran for 2 19-yard touchdown runs and a 56-yarder to cap the scoring. Shep also threw a 2-point conversion pass to Kaizen Schwitzenberg. The Dodgers capped the wild scoring game with a 7-yard pass from quarterback Blake Stadola to Jack Graber, and a Griffin Bush 24-yard run with a 2-point pass from Stadola to Graber. Following the 50-28 win, Richland Center will now prepare for a road game during the 8th week of the schedule at Broadhead Judah. The Dodgers will host Platteville. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night. River Valley defeated Platteville 28-26. Prairie du Chien 36-28 win over New Glarus. Lancaster 56 and Broadhead Judah 18, all from the SWC. From the Six Rivers, Riverdale over Boscobel 42-0. Iowa Grant outlasted River Ridge 34-30. Potosi-Cassville 33, Wazika-Seneca 27. 3 games last night in the Scenic Bluffs. Bangor over Cashton 20-7. Brookwood a 28-6 win over Hillsboro. It was New Lisbon defeating Nisida 20-18. From the SWAL, Fenimore 28-7 over Cuba City. Darlington Blank Lodi 38-0. Mineral Point 24, Southwestern East Dubuque 12, and Belleville over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 27-6.
In other scores, Aquinas picked up a win against Westby by forfeit. Luther, a 48-8 win over Viroqua. Sauk Prairie, 31, Portage, 14. Wisconsin Dells, a 35-8 win over Mauston. Adams Friendship, a touchdown better than Wautoma, 24-17. And in overtime, La Crosse Logan, a 42-37 win over Reedsburg. In eight-player football, Wisconsin Heights, no trouble with Monticello, 62-32. Belmont upending DeSoto, 36-28. And Waniwak Weston, a 34-20 win over Kickapoo Lafarge. Those are last night's scores. Games going on today.
There are three area high school football games today. North Crawford is at Highland, Blackhawk Warren at Pecatonica Argyle, and coming up this afternoon at 2:30, Royal plays at Ithaca. The Panthers are coached by Josh Board.
Wouldn't put a name on anybody, I guess, just because we don't have any standout. We're all decent, and all of us have to play a decent game for us to be in it.
From the Bulldogs' standpoint, they're preparing for homecoming. Here is co-head coach David Klein.
It'd be kind of our last homecoming with just strictly Ithaca before we co-op next year, and easily could be potentially our last home game of the year. So it's really huge for us, and hopefully that kind of adds to motivation, and with hopefully have a huge crowd there, and that we play really well and kind of use that as kind of momentum and during the game and kind of get us through that kind of crazy week.
Pre-game time at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kickoff time 2:30 as the Bulldogs play host to Royal on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken heart. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone. Before you know it. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swamp land, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when you really got mad? When you really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have
Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
The Oak Ridge Boys, classic country. The Wirtz Lornholm Thermometer showing 56. 527. This is your weekend wake up.
Schumacher calling for hot, sunny, and breezy this Saturday with a high of 88. For tonight, lots of stars, still very mild, will drop down to 62. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, windy, warm, and sunny. Rain will roll in during the overnight, a high Sunday of 83. Sunday night into Monday, rain likely. Showers are likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 65. 66 on Tuesday. The midweek outlook, sunny, cool, and pleasant with a high just at 64 degrees.
Hey, hey, baby.
That was one of the best pickup lines from the 80s and 90s. Hey, baby! I'm sure we'll be talking about that and telling lots of lies at the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. Lots of homecomings in the area and reunions. We'll tell you all about it as we move through your Saturday. Here's BJ Thomas on RCL.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove.
Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me?
For King and Country, along with the originator Michael W. Smith. Yeah, nobody does quite like him. 5:41, the worst floor home thermometer, 56 on your Weekend Wake Up. Here's Blackhawk. Goodbye says it all.
On the back door, sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck, thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. You left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. Talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye.
red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Threadbare alibi, a lifetime full of promise, fell from my Mary's eyes as she saw the screen door swing. The baby never woke, he lay cradled in her trembling. He lay safe and never knowing what my leaving would bring. Draw my pay down on the docks, I send it off to Mary. I might hold back a dollar and wash this pain out of my back. But the pain keeps it getting clearer, and Mary, your face just keeps on fading. Now the light shines through this bottle, memories all fade to black. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. One more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Call me the old man in this bar, sleeves rolled up and showing faint blue souvenirs of love in places I have been. One says U.S. Navy and this one says darling Mary. My Mary's turned to ashes and the ocean's turned to gin. Drink a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. Though in one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Miss my Mary tonight.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
of stars in the sky, but none of them are like a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and I hope my feelings aren't all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. How she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me is right.
Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be back in the studio to take your requests and play trivia again Saturday night. Songs that take me back to weekends of my days gone by.
Speckle Pete, I'm not taking you to the Ithaca Fair next year. You ruined all the vegetable entries and you scratched the cheerleaders' legs. Shame on you.
This week, my special guest will be Connie Valens, who is a sister of Richie Valens.
La Bamba was the throwaway. They didn't think that it was going to do anything. I mean, this 45 was about Donna. We'll just put that on. That was a side B.
Those were the days in WRCO's We'll be kicking out the jams courtesy of these great sponsors: Convertibles and Classics, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel. Join us for those for the days Saturday night. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2255.
2121. Also, see current Reynolds feed and supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn ended Friday's session lower, cattle and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended an up and down day lower on profit-taking and technical selling. They're watching U.S. harvest activity along with planting conditions in South America. There was still some cautious optimism about face-to-face trade talks between the United States and China during Friday's session, but not enough to keep contracts from moving into negative territory late in the day, and not enough to keep beans from closing lower for the week. November beans were down 5 3/4 at 10.18. January was 4 3/4 lower at 10.37. December soybean meal was down 70 cents at 278.60. December soybean oil was 39 points lower at 50.05. Corn was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Also monitoring U.S. harvest progress and assessing yield projections from some private firms that were out during the back half of the week. Planting weather in Argentina and Brazil looks generally favorable. December corn was 2 3/4 lower at 419, and March was down 2 1/4 at 435 3/4. And wheat ended Friday's session mixed. Chicago was narrowly mixed, and Kansas City was weak, watching U.S. winter wheat planting progress, while Minneapolis eventually closed lower on technical selling and a lack of follow-through buying. Globally, U.S. wheat prices are generally pretty competitive. December Chicago was a half higher at 515 1/4. December Kansas City on Friday was 2 cents lower at 497. The December Minneapolis contract was 3/4 lower at 559 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business, which occurred after Friday's close. Support came from technical buying and the tight supply of market-ready numbers. Box beef was mixed at midday on Friday. December live was $1.02 higher at $234.50. February was up 87 at $236.82. November feeder cattle with that lower move in corn were $3.02 higher at $355.42. And hogs were up on the higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value and contracts discount to the cash index. December lean on Friday was 62 cents higher at 87.30. The February lean hog contract was 85 cents higher on the day at 89.30. And now let's head over to Kellen Havikin for your look at cash livestock. Kellen?
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade was sluggish most of the week. On Friday, there were a few scattered bids on the table in parts of Nebraska. Asking prices were around $235 to $237 in the south and $362 plus in the north. A light direct trade developed on Wednesday of the week with a few bids in Nebraska, $360 on a dressed basis, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has a look at what happened at sale barns throughout his state.
A lot of volatility this week. You know, the prices are about as volatile as the temperatures as we get into October here. Seeing some of those nights get down in the upper 50s and then still up in the upper 80s at the day. So that makes it awful hard to keep some of these calves healthy. And the prices at the barns reflect the health programs those calves do or don't have, that's for sure. Taking a look at some of the stick-out sales this week, there were still definitely some really good prices paid on some drafts of cattle around this week. Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon, they had 37 head of 487-pound steers that sold at $524. F&T Livestock Market in Palmyra, they sold 24 head of 565-pound steers at $457. Mid-Missouri Stockyards in Phillipsburg, they had 33 head of 628-pound steers at $434.50. Then 39 head of 655-pound steers at Joplin Regional Stockyards hold at $429. Taking a look at a few stick-out sales of heifers this week, F&T Livestock Market in Palmyra, they sold 22 head of 514-pound heifers at $410. Three loads of heifers, 222 head, averaging 659 pounds at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon this week, brought $395.35. Then 188 head of 722-pound heifers at Green Sea Livestock Market brought $375. Had several special replacement cow sales around the state this week, and the prices on those bred cows still awful good as well.
Thanks, Tony. Early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were mostly $2 to $3 higher. Moderate demand and moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs is $61.77, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $79.34. And for John Perkins, I'm Kellen Haviken on Brownfield Ag News.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump gave Hamas a 6 p.m. Eastern deadline Sunday to sign on to the peace plan he unveiled, and Hamas has said it would release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and, quote, proper field.